All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do I even have to ask the question?
That was the only thing missing right there.
Is that real? Like, that's not doctored, right? That's actually how he opened his show?
Yeah. David, I saw people dancing in the aisles.
Holy mother of God.
I almost caught it myself. Watch out now.
I got nothing.
I don't know how to feel.
I do. Pure rage. I don't know. Today's going to be the equivalent of like youth sports, like where the parents don't care, but the kids are sure having a good time. I'm so done with the draft, and I'll tell you what I'm not going to do. I'm not doing grades. Grades are the dumbest thing in the world. Heard Costa doing that today. Hey, golly gee willikers, John, I see it as a B+, and you could hear John basically pat Cookies on the head and go, yeah, good for you, little fella. I'm not doing grades.
I had the whole breakdown of each draft pick by position.
Hey, then do your thing. Or in the words of Mark Ryan, can I get an amen? Do whatever you like. But the draft's over. You know what I need now? Training camp. But I'm here for you. Because this is all about I have to shepherd you. The kids have to have fun today. So let's do it.
Yeah.
What would you like me to say? You had a big question you wanted to ask in the pre-show. You were all excited in that turquoise zip up. Talk to me.
Well, the training camp, and then also to see who they're going to pick up via free agents, the summer cut list, which happens. But no, I mean, for me, this team did what I've been saying that they should do. They went all in. They went all in because they sacrificed a third and a fourth round pick next year to move up to get Giovanni Manu and Sione Vaikai. I didn't think you had to do either one, but they went all in. They're saying, we got to win this Super Bowl. So I'm asking Detroit, you feel like the Lions did all the necessary moves that it takes to win the Super Bowl next year? Coming off of this draft, do you feel like this is now a Super Bowl team that they could win it? Not be in the conversation. They actually have the pieces in place to go out there and hoist that Lombardi trophy. That we have another celebration like this, except for it's all Detroiters, and it's just the Lions going down Woodward celebrating the 2024 championship.
Yes. Yeah, I do. Because they did the Bill Walsh. You have a need, you double up to fix it. Hey, you need a corner, take two of them. Or you need a guard, take two of them. It was following up Terry and Arnold with Rakestraw. And Rakestraw, a guy early in the process who you identified as kind of one of our Mr. Lions pageant winners, you know, a tone setter, a guy that's just mean. He's just a mean SOB, and he goes out, and he's out there to hurt you. That's Rakestraw's a physical corner, and he was a guy that if they took him, if they had taken him at 29, nobody would have batted an eyelash.
No.
The fact that you got Arnold and Rakestraw, and now we look at what the secondary really is, and here's what I'll do. Maybe I'm a goofball. But I view it that you went into this draft and you turned pick 29 and both third-round picks into Terrion Arnold, Carlton Davis, and Rakestraw. That you turned this entire secondary over. I mean, Rico, Amik Robinson, Davis, Mosley on a hope and a prayer, the two rookies. Mm-hmm. You know what you have in Branch and your safety core. Yeah, I think they're better in their front seven. I think they're better in the secondary. The offense won't be better. It's just good. It's real. It's elite. Yes, I think they've done enough to say they could win a Super Bowl.
248-539-9797. Because, yeah, they did. But the fact that two of the moves that you made, that you talked about that they made, required having a third-round selection, they don't have one next year. So that's why I'm saying they pushed their chips in and said all in. The Rakestraw, that truly was best player available because – I don't think going into the second round, they were thinking we got to get another corner, but offensive linemen are going off the board. And it's like, you know, he's sitting right here. And I'm quite sure they had a first round grade on him. He was probably one of their top people. It's like, yeah, let's, as you say, you know what beats one? Two. Buy one, get one free. Now we got two corners and we can figure this out. So now we have corners that can last us long-term, and we also have short-term corners.
And it makes Vildor last man standing on the outside, or Mosley last man standing. You have legitimate depth now.
Yeah.
And we know who the nickel corner's going to be, and this is proper. Like, it's right. So, yeah. Now, I'm not crazy about what they did moving up to take some kid out of British Columbia. Do I know anything about him? Nope. No. That's a major swing. It's a major project.
Yeah, 6'8". Tackle.
Big ball of clay. But you know what I know. You start reaching for dudes with small schools, it's very – and I'm not talking about Southern Miss. I'm not talking about UTEP football. I'm talking
– Tulane.
No, University of British Columbia. I'll trust their scouting. You know, Vaki was a real story at Utah. That's a guy that was a starting safety. They had so many injuries at running back. He went and played running, but he played both really well. Freakish athlete. They have designs for him.
Right. It looks like you drafted a special teams player, in my opinion.
I'm not going to freak out. I mean, it's fine, but they took some – I don't know how much I love dealing next year picks to get those two, but to me, the two corners represent the difference. For me, I don't know what people are going to have to say. That's on them. But the corners mattered, needed it desperately. And now if they don't pick up a corner, I'm okay. I think the only thing for my shopping list here on out is probably post-June 1, a veteran wide receiver. Mm-hmm. Got to bring somebody else in here. Nothing crazy, but somebody else.
Third guy?
Yeah.
Because I think you got your first two, so yes.
Yeah, it can't be a corpse like Julio Jones. I need a functioning body.
Do you have your first two?
You got your first
two. You do?
David, you do.
Okay, I understand why you guys are saying that. I get it. I know what Jameson is supposed to be for this team. But I would have liked them to go out and get a wide receiver in this draft to kind of give you the security blanket in case Jameson doesn't do what he needs to do. He already was suspended once. He was injured once. He also got injured last year. So I would have loved to see that. And I think that's what the incomplete is for me for this draft, is waiting to see what they do after this. Because I think they needed a wide receiver, and they did not get it in opposite Aiden.
David, I've given up on that. Okay, the end opposite of Aiden, I've been asking for the last couple of years. It's not going to happen. So they feel like their defensive line is right where it needed to be. Now, I've often said, too, if you want to improve your secondary, you improve the defensive line. You're getting after the quarterback. The corners and safeties don't have to cover as long. That's what makes you look like you got that no-fly zone back there.
And, David, look. I'm with you in that you want a wide receiver, but reality is a veteran you sign in June is going to be more ready to play than a rookie you take in the fourth round. It is very rare to find an Amon-Ra who in the fourth round is going to hit the ground running and help you. go out. Let's get a veteran who wants to win some games. Let's get a guy who we can tell him, hey, you're going to be the number three at best. And reality is, David, Sam Laporta is your number two. You know, Laporta is going to catch the better part of 75 passes. Amon-Ra will catch 110. So if you change how you look at it, J-Mo's your three.
That's interesting. And that's fair.
Actually, that's an interesting perspective. I'm trying.
You are.
I'm trying. I try.
A for effort.
Thank you, buddy.
Gold star from Mike.
Hey, it's more than I could say about Kevin Durant.
Let's give him a... There we go.
Oh, my God.
Okay, here was the thing. I was just about to say, can I get a little Mark Ryan?
I'm going to need that on my board is what I'm going to need. That's brutal. I can't believe that's real. 248-539-9797. But it comes down to you guys. Did the Lions accomplish enough this weekend where you believe you can win a Super Bowl? And we know many things will stand in the way of it.
And yes, and everybody's going to have injuries, so... You know, let's not do the whole, well, if this guy gets hurt and this guy gets hurt, it's going to happen. It's the NFL. People get hurt.
Can we put him back in his box for a year, please?
I thought he was done.
Oh, my God, Mel Kiper with the lampshade hair. Enough. I got to tell you, by the time the draft is done, I'm thrilled. And here's the other.
Oh, my God. Who was the guy that he thought was going to go high and it kept falling in the draft? And he was number one on the Kiper's list.
Forever. This always happens.
Yes, it was. I think he ended up finally going in either the fourth or the fifth round.
Ta.
Was it TJ Tampa?
Yes! Yeah. Yes!
Corner of Iowa State.
He had TJ Tampa going in the first round.
Drop down. He just dip, turn. Go away. I mean, look at him. Lock him in this room for a year. We'll see you next February. But then, I'm telling you, this is where I'm at. I don't know if anyone agrees. By the time this draft is done, I am so done with football. I need the 90 days to get my excitement back. This is where the league has a dangerous business plan. It's like ice cream. I would assume unless you're lactose intolerant, you enjoy an ice cream cone once in a while. Maybe a soft serve, perhaps. Or a fudgy-to-whale ice cream cake. Either way, ice cream good. Too much ice cream, very bad. Very bad. The NFL is approaching too much ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
So we can talk about it. I think the Lions did enough. If I have to name five teams that can win the Super Bowl, you're one of the five. That's how I feel about you. I begged you to go get corners. You got corners. Plural. The aggressive trade-up. Done. Whatever you did in the middle rounds, I can't comment on. I mean, Vaki, I saw him play both sides of the ball. Bring him in, do what you want to do with him. Would I have given up future picks? Probably not. The kid from British Columbia, I don't have a right to complain. I wouldn't know the guy if he showed up and hosted our 6 p.m. show.
That's a Brad Holmes equity pick right there. That's you know what? I've nailed all of these draft picks. You got to give me this one and just trust me.
I am. I'm not saying a word.
Because if it works out, then guess what, Mike? You just got your right tackle for the next few years when Decker leaves and you move Sewell.
Okay. 248-539-9797. We'll get with the people. A lot to do today. A little bit of Tigers, a little bit of KD slander.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai,
There's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Doppler Jesus. They getting that game in today?
Not sure. The storms are about to start real soon, so we'll see.
Isn't it through 2 a.m.?
Yeah.
You don't want to miss any games with the Cardinals. They stink. You should be able to rack 2 out of 3 against these bums. Cardinals blow. They're awful. Awful. Sorry, it was just, I know David is always God be God, and I was hoping he was going to be meteorologist.
On the way
to, right. On the way to the World Series.
Exactly.
To watch.
The playoffs started today.
That was the dumbest thing you've ever sent me. I want to let you know that.
I've sent you dumber.
Well, no, you said dumber pre-show. I can tell you that. David, okay, the ticket
that
text.
That was well thought out. I just want to let you know.
David, what do the people have to say?
No, I think they are Super Bowl contenders. I really like what Philly did, though. I like their two cornerbacks over the Lions' cornerback selections. That is from Mike.
Yeah, and that's fine. But I think you're in a better place than Philly. You have two rock star coordinators. They have two unknowns. Your head coach is beloved. Theirs might get his ass beat in the locker room at a moment's notice. I feel like you're in a better spot. Now, again, I would also argue their defensive problems were much worse than yours. But yeah, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean versus Terrion Arnold and Rakestraw. None of us know the answer. But man, if you told me the Lions would have had a serve and volley that if the Eagles ended up with Mitchell and DeJean, that I wouldn't necessarily trade my duo for theirs, man, that's a job well done.
See, I don't think anybody thought Rakestraw was going to be sitting right there for the Lions to take. And hey, kudos to Brad for saying, you know what, we may not need it, but let's take him anyway. That truly is best player available.
The Brad Love is a little strong today. The guy isn't draft Jesus. The Manu pick in the 4th round was absurd on its face. 4th round selection. Elite Raz scores for the win. He continues to do this, and he gets guys that we didn't think were going to be there. I also have a problem with Holmes not adding a wide receiver in what was a deep receiver draft. Good luck if, when, ASB or JMO get hurt. Someone says them trading future draft picks tells me they at least are going to tag Goff next offseason.
I mean, let's give it some time, but I really hope that's not the case. You know, they have time now to work on this deal. I told you, let me get to training camp before I really give it another thought.
No, the Lions didn't do enough. They need to address the D-line. A good D-line, in turn, makes your secondary a whole lot better. I would have liked to see a defensive line pick with the 2nd pick instead of Rakestraw. That is from Joe. Just curious, same question for you guys. Since you all criticized the greatest GM ever with his late picks, who was available to start right away? I think he is cooking, Ken from Sanford.
Who criticized anything? You people have a real psychosis.
Greatest GM ever?
That's
who criticized anything? I freely admit I don't know who the hell this kid from Canada is. I just got done saying you made the moves necessary to win a Super Bowl. What?
Because you didn't say you loved all the picks. And
I don't know the pick.
And
I don't know who he is.
No, and
he could be a Mountie. He could literally be Bullwinkle.
Dudley.
I don't know who he is. I can't rip it. I don't know it.
My only thing was you gave up a 3rd and a 4th round pick for these guys next year. You made 2 deals this year based off of trading a 3rd round pick. That's how valuable it is. It's not there next year. So if there's somebody you want to move up to go get, you can't. It's not there. It's not available.
But in that sense, I like that they drew a line in the sand.
And I said, they went all in and said, we have a team that we think can win this all right now. And you know what happens if you win it all right now? No one cares about the 3rd and 4th round pick next season.
Right. And again, I don't think it's disrespectful to call the kid out of British Columbia a developmental prospect. That the idea would be he could play right tackle in 2 years. when Taylor Decker's not on this team and when Penei Sewell goes to left. I don't think that's crazy to suggest. What conference do you play in the University of British Columbia? I wouldn't know. It's probably a huge leap to think he'll be ready to play this year in any capacity. Now, if that means that's criticism, but then, you know what? Pound sand.
Ontario, Vancouver.
I have no idea. And that's where I can't criticize it. But me saying, look, he's probably a developmental prospect. What do you mean? Dealing in reality is criticism? Okay. I'm going to go to DJ 97.1. DJ, how are you?
Hello, Michael Valencia.
DJ.
What's going on, DJ?
I'm done with, I'm letting you guys know I've officially abandoned What Up, Though. I've heard it so much over this weekend from everybody who stepped up to that podium. I don't ever want to use it again.
I would like to agree with you on something. No, time out. DJ, we have to have a conversation now. I had the same reaction, and I started to get upset when a rep, hey, I'm some broken down old player from the Bengals. What up, though? And I'm like, stop.
See,
enough.
Here's what I would say. It was genuine and it was authentic with you. It wasn't forced. Everybody who got up there had to show how they had some roots from Detroit. I mean, even up to Big Gretch, I got to put on my buffs. Like, guys, you're trying too hard, okay? Just get up there and give the pick. That's it.
Exactly. Yeah,
so, no, DJ.
I was over it.
No. Here's what I need you to do. Take about a month. But you, my friend, you were saying it when nobody else was saying it. It's yours. You own it. Don't let them run you away from it.
Yeah, it's a Detroit thing. Like, even Spice Adams. I get it. Big Spice is a king, dude. Like, you know, it's our thing. Like you said, everybody else up here is like, come on, man. I was over.
Right, but I'm like, Big Spice, I don't need you. We got to show you how to boss up. Spice, make the pick.
Yeah, I agree. So Michael, I'm going to give you some decorum, man. Don't let these people, you know, I'm going to talk with a little decorum. I'm going to keep it cool. Listen, though, this is where I'm at, dog. We need to get used to this. Brad, this is what he does. He did it with the Broderick Martin kid last year in the third round. What he's doing is what it looks like he's going to do going forward. If I see a guy that's on my board, I did my process, he got a high RAS score, blah, 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 I'm going to bring him to develop him later on down the line. Now, to answer your first direct question, which a lot of people don't do because they be me, and talk about what they want to talk about, and they don't even talk about your direct question. Your direct question was, did we do enough to win a Super Bowl? I think really more so, in my personal opinion, man, I think we already were Super Bowl contenders last year. I think we still are. I don't think that this draft put me personally over the top. I still need that edge rusher. If we make a trade for a premier edge rusher during the season, I'm like 100% we winning that thing. So that's where I'm at with it.
Yeah, now, and again, DJ, what Rico brought up, I hate to spoil the bubble bath, but when you give up a third and fourth round pick, now when you get to week six of next season, it becomes it can be a bit injurious. If you're going to now deal a second round pick to acquire a player, you could enter the draft with three total picks and no picks in the middle round. That's a hard choice to make.
So absolutely.
DJ, you're good. It's just that's the only thing. Rico, I mean, I'm not speaking for you.
No. You're not. Because, yeah, you needed those picks. I mean, even just the trades you made on draft day. But, yeah, DJ, I'm with you. I've been screaming, go get an edge rusher, go get somebody. And it almost feels like the more I say this, the more they want to show me, we don't need one. Trust us. Trust the process. We'll get this thing done. So, yeah, Mekhi Wingo probably ain't the guy. Nice guy, but not he's not going to be the difference maker.
Hey, Money Mike, going forward for the rest of your show, as people calls in, advise them or suggest it to them to go look at Brad Holmes' press conference. He clearly said on the press conference, I took Giovanni with the intensive purposes of developing him for later.
Thank you.
The GM said that.
I know.
He said it.
But it doesn't matter because if you say it, you're the devil. DJ, we're living in idiocracy. You take a kid out of University of British Columbia. That is not a win now pick. It's the same as the Hendon Hooker thing. If I have one critique, it is that now back-to-back seasons in a win-now window, you have drafted developmental, wait-and-see. It's the equivalent of an NBA team in a title drive drafting a Euro stash. It is. Hendon Hooker will never play here.
I didn't even think about that, but oh, you're right. That
Broderick Martin, developmental. This kid, Giovanni Manu, or whatever his name is, developmental.
Because here's the thing. Late in the season, injuries happen. That third-round selection may not have been a starter. Could have been depth that you could have put into the lineup to keep this thing going.
Could your third-round pick last year, instead of Hendon Hooker, been a corner who maybe makes the difference in your season?
Hey, he catches that pass. That's an interception.
Whatever. The point is,
you're headed to the Super Bowl.
You used a couple of picks here, which are fine. I understand what they're doing. Vaki, I know. I'm not sure how he fits here beyond the special teams demon stuff.
But think about it, Mike. Let's just say they took a defensive edge rusher that could have actually played so that when Houston goes down for like the second half of the season, could have plugged him in here. We never would have had the chair drop, but you would have had somebody right there.
And look,
Hendon Hooker was never going to help you.
If this kid develops into your starting right tackle in the fall of 2025, and he's anything above average as a player, it's a good pick. But you paid dearly to do it. You moved up a couple times in this draft with capital that you could have used in week 6, 7, 8 of the NFL to make more impactful deals. I mean, when you start thinking about a third-round pick can net you, I know people here hate him, Chase Young. Well, that's not going to be available to you. So it's okay to say, geez, that this is risky. But I like that with the top picks, Arnold's going to start. Rakestraw's going to play a ton. And I think you got better. I do. But yeah, I think the middle stuff's a little scary. Of course I do.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we'll get to a football today shortly. I do have a question I want to ask top of the hour. Goodell, it's kind of a buried headline, but how he wants to shape the NFL. And now that we are officially done with football, it's over. This is the 90-day reprieve. You charge your batteries. Top of the hour, I want to get into it. Are we sure we want the new NFL that Goodell envisions? Because, again, I'll say it to you. There's ice cream and too much ice cream. The NFL's approaching too much ice cream in my world. I'll lay it out. Rico will call me a boomer. It's going to be exciting. David, give me the ticket text, though, and let's get into it, please.
It says, fellas, It's simple. F them picks. Window in now. So they are all in on bringing the Lombardi home. Great draft. Let's see what they do next. That is Joe in a truck.
Joe, here's the problem. You're using a phrase and then your strategy doesn't match it. The Terry and Arnold one does. But when you are trading next year's picks to move up and take developmental prospects, it doesn't. British Columbia guy and Vaki are developmental players. If you are, quote, F them picks, you'd be moving up to take guys that are 21, coming out of high power five with the ability to play for you. Now, again, it doesn't mean they're bad picks, but I don't think you just get to blurt that statement out. It was F them picks up high, and the Arnold pick we all salute. Rakestraw, love it. But what they did after that, it got a little bit contradictory to the F them picks mindset, or a team that's all in doesn't take a tackle that's a complete project. You just don't.
Two rookie cornerbacks who contend for a Super Bowl. I had to do some research. The 2022 KC Chiefs did it, people. Their secondary was chock full of rookies, and they produced during the playoff run for the Super Bowl. That's Doug and DC.
I'm with you, Doug. Precedence there, and I don't need them both. I need one. Or if you want to money ball it, you need both of them to combine to be productive enough to be a league average or league above average corner. Not a great one, not a superstar. Carlton Davis will do his thing, but you know what's going to happen when Carlton Davis gets hurt? I don't have to look at Jerry Jacobs. I don't have to look at Bob Vildor. I can enter a real prospect in the mix. Yeah. That's powerful.
Yeah. And F those picks, meaning you would have probably went in there and David made a trade with your team and brought in the center that you guys went out and got, Zach Frazier. That's F those picks. You know what? Here's picks three and four. We need a center. Like, we need an offensive lineman.
I'll give you an example. Like the Chiefs, right? They're putting this up on the screen right now. The second round pick, the kid out of BYU.
Yeah.
Total project. Now, he was a former five-star player, but he's never gotten it right. I don't like a team in a Super Bowl window drafting a project, especially in the second round. At least Lions did it in the fourth round.
Right.
So it's just a belief structure where you're like, I trust my GM. But that kid, I will be shocked if that kid helps them this year.
No, but the fact is, you said 2 years in a row that you have picks that just won't be on the field to help this team out.
Right. They don't align with the current vision. No.
It's the depth. It's the guys. Because, yes, everybody's you're going to get injuries. You need people who can come and contribute to help you out rather than just getting almost people off the street just to fill out the roster.
Think about this. We all respect Brad Holmes and the way he drafts. If I blindly just say to you, if he had drafted an interior offensive lineman in the third round last year, not Hendon Hooker, maybe it prevents you from needing to sign one of these veterans. And then that money is reallocated somewhere else. Or you still sign the veterans, and now the depth is there. Mm-hmm. Versus, now I just gave up additional picks to bring in a project who I probably can't use in a big spot. I mean, God forbid if Taylor Decker gets hurt or Sewell gets hurt.
Or think about
it,
Mike.
Am I putting this kid from British Columbia out there? I doubt it.
Last year, if you took a corner, you would have had, with all the corners going down, you would have had somebody right there. Guess what? We're going to expedite this learning curve for you.
Yeah, and we won't know the story likely on Manu or Vaki for a couple of years. I mean, that's just how it works. I think Rakestraw and Arnold, it's going to be baptism by fire. Mm-hmm. They're playing. We'll know right away if they're any good or not.
Arnold, I think day one, Rakestraw, probably going to get in.
Day one.
Yeah.
David, go ahead.
Maybe not starting, but he'll be in there.
He's in the rotation. There's no question.
Yeah, to your point, this next text is saying this offseason success will be determined by the quality of cornerbacks acquired. Need at least one of them to be a true number one corner. Is that fair?
I think a number two would suffice. Carlton Davis was brought here to be your one. Now, seemingly he gets hurt every year. When he gets hurt, okay, technically you're going to need to be a number one. But reality is, if Davis is healthy, I just need somebody to be a league average number two.
See, I like the fact that you took both of these guys long term tells me maybe you have your now one and 1A corners long term. Yeah. They can argue it out to say, you know what, I'm CB1. No, I'm CB1. That's a good problem to have.
Yeah, think about it. If you've got Carlton Davis outside, Amik Robinson inside, and several guys at that CB2 spot that have pedigree and talent to compete for it, man, think about where we've come from a year ago, where it was pray to God Mosley off the ACL comes back by week six for two plays. Cam Sutton miscast as a CB1. And who? Right. Jerry Jacobs?
Or when you go up against teams that want to put out four wides, you can now cover them with four corners.
And that's before you even get to Brian Branch moonlighting on right. where you deploy him. No, this is my point. They are better, appreciably better in the secondary. I think that makes them a team that has every right to believe they can win a Super Bowl.
Right.
I believe in it. Do I wish they would have done a little more in the middle rounds for now? Of course I do. Right. But I'm not. How could I be bothered? Maybe they just drafted the greatest offensive lineman in history out of Moose Jaw, Canada. And I have no idea who he is.
And Rakestraw, I think, helps with the Aaron Glenn defense. Not to get too geeky, because, you know, in run support, he's pretty good as well.
For a corner, he gets the Nick Bolton scouting report you gave.
Yeah.
Dude just kills people. Well, he comes up in run support and just crumples people. He's a lion. You'll like Rakestraw. Now, the problem is he gets hurt half the time trying to hammer people. But he's a good player. David, go ahead.
I'm happy with the draft picks. Brad Holmes addressed major needs and added depth. Whether or not these picks hit remains to be seen. I like to see them at an edge or on defense in free agency real soon, though.
Guys, I'll leave you guys to your edge discussion. They have said loud and clear, I think, where they're at. Mm-hmm. They believe in James Houston. Davenport gives them more flexibility inside and out. Pascal gives them flexibility inside and out. DJ Reader is a disruptor. Like, I'm fine with what you're saying.
I'm giving up.
Right. So my point is, let's focus on something more real, which is probably, let's get a good veteran wide receiver in here. Give me another vet who's going to come in, be able to learn the playbook, not bitch about targets, and be reliable. It's all I need. They do that. The shopping list is pretty much complete. Agree? Disagree?
No. I think I was a little shocked that they didn't take a wide receiver late in the draft. But, yeah, that's about it. I mean, as far as pedigree goes, David, as I said, I thought maybe they would go after Brandon Rice from USC. You know, he knows how to do. I mean, Jerry Rice is your father, so you kind of know the game. You know he's not going to come in here and just kind of loaf around. But they didn't. So, yeah, another receiver. I've given up on the rush, the pass rusher. That's not going to happen.
Here are your free agent receivers. If you wanted to have this conversation, I'm going to read names. Just say yep or something like we're on Storage Wars here when you hear a name you like. Tyler Boyd.
Yes.
Odell Beckham Jr.
Michael, yes. Root for radio.
You don't want him in your locker room. Michael Thomas. I'm just telling you don't want him. Very bad guy. Hunter Renfrow.
Yeah.
Hardman. Marquise Valdez-Scantling. Michael Gallup, Corey Davis, Julio Jones, DJ Chark reprisal. I'd rather have someone in a wheelchair than Allen Robinson. Russell Gage. We're getting down the list here.
I would take the Hunter Renfrow.
Scotty Miller. Hunter Renfrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was Cooper Kupp before Cooper Kupp. How in the world did Hunter get so wide open?
248-539-9797. So there you go. We'll continue along. It'll be a topic all day today, in and out. I do want to ask about the Roger Goodell visionary angle, top of the hour.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So let's start with the Eagles. A lot of people are giving an A-. What is your grade?
Stop. Well, David, no. They did get two quality corners.
No, we're not going to do the grade on them, but we will start with the Eagles. Because
like,
a lot
who
of people...
the hell? B-. Well, what denotes a B-plus versus a B-?
Okay. Mike, all this is people who, at the end of their fantasy football draft, will tell you how great their team is and how they're going to win their league.
And I hate
until
that
they die.
David.
But here's why we're going to start with the Eagles, is because they moved up and down the board a lot. They had the record of 9 draft day trades, ended up with 2 cornerbacks that we talked about, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, Will Shipley in the 4th round, Jeremiah Trotter Jr. in the 5th round, and Johnny Wilson in the 6th round. Your thoughts on them wheeling and dealing in this draft?
Howie Roseman's the best GM in football. You know, you get to a Super Bowl, you tear it down and build it back and get to another one. You win one. And doing what he does, it always... Look, the Eagles have now become a lot like the Ravens were for years. Every draft pick they get, you're like, wow, that's a really good player.
How did the Eagles get that person?
I mean, I think that's... And the Lions are starting to develop into that. I just think it's a Howie Roseman thing. He's awesome.
Yeah, the Eagles, even last year, had talent. They just fell apart because they had no leadership. Because all of a sudden, you know, you miss the coordinators not being there, and I guess the head of security getting kicked out of a game. And
Dom DeLisandro.
They just
get it right.
Fell apart. But it wasn't for lack of talent.
I blame Dre Greenlaw.
Well, mistakes were made.
Touch on
you
the
hate to see
Buffalo it. Bills. Weren't able to get to this before, but they traded down twice on day one, ended up with the first pick for day two, and drafted Keon Coleman, but didn't take another receiver in the draft. Everything they've done in the offseason, do you like what they did?
I don't. And it's not only because of who they traded with. Especially that first with Kansas City. I would feel dirty because it's like, no. What do you know, Kansas City? Because you've just been beating me left and right. I'm not making a trade with you. But they did, which was personal growth for them. But I wouldn't have, because I would feel like I'm somehow going to regret this move when it comes to the playoffs. Like, and yeah, we just got beat by Xavier Worthy. Okay, touchdown. All right.
Oh, my gosh. What are the Cowboys doing this offseason?
There's nothing next. There's nothing to talk about. They got no cap space. They should be rebuilding. They can't rebuild. They're stuck with a quarterback they don't like. The answer is nothing, and probably a year from now, they're trading Micah Parsons. Anything else?
No. Yeah. Zeke gets to eat again. He's back.
Have you looked at him? That's part of the problem. He's been doing too much of that. Gone are the days where that dude was repping a six-pack and a belly jersey. He's done. His yards per carry have gone down every season in the National Football League.
It's then why over. Bring him back?
Because they're selling tickets. That's it. Because enough idiots who wear cowboy hats and yell yeehaw with 18 zins in their mouth are going to want to see him jump out of a Salvation Army basket. Woo! Because cowboy fans are trash. That's why. Oh, Zeke's going to jump out of the Salvation Army bucket. Next.
Here's what's next. And here's what Zeke probably could have done. He probably could have played offensive lineman or defensive lineman for your New York Giants, because they didn't take one in this draft. No O-line, no D-line. No quarterback.
No chance.
Oh, man.
No, listen, they're stuck in neutral. It's a franchise headed nowhere. I mean, I like Malik Nabers. Maybe Nabers ends up being the best wide receiver in this draft. What does it mean? Nothing. We didn't win with Odell Beckham Jr. as the best receiver in football. Receivers don't drive the bus. They're a part of your success. The Giants not adding to either side of the line of scrimmage, not adding a running back. I mean, they drafted a kid out of Purdue who played wide receiver for 4 years and had like 7 carries. That's our answer. And no quarterback brings you right back to, hey, it's Tiny Tim at quarterback. I got nothing. Oh, and then draft a wholly unproductive tight end in the fourth round in Theo Johnson.
Hey! He had a high RAS score. Elite RAS score.
No production.
Your wide receiver mention brings me to your team, Rico, because I think the question was answered. They are going all in on this year, keeping their wide receivers in Ayuk and Deebo to go all in for the Super Bowl this year.
This is the football version of The Last Dance, where if it works, we got a title, and if it doesn't, not everybody's going to be in this room next year at this time. So, yeah, they drafted replacements. Apparently, Ayuk sent, you know, a group text to Lynch and to Shanahan saying, hey, great pickup, that's fire, all of that stuff with the different emojis. But deep down, they're going to bring them back. They're going to franchise him. And if it doesn't work out, they're going to have to break it up.
If I have to knock anything, it's that they didn't address the offensive line. The reality is, outside of Trent Williams, there's a couple replacement-level guys up there. I would have liked to have just seen one pick on the O-line for the Niners.
They went with two interior guys, but as far as tackles go, they were like, you know, none of the tackles that after the first round really fit their style.
What about Giovanni Manu?
None of the tackles fit their style, so they felt it was better to just pass instead of bringing in somebody that they're going to try to force into being a tackle.
David.
So me personally, I was a fan of the Washington Commanders draft, getting Daniels, Newton, Samber still, Luke McCaffrey in the third round. Is there a draft out there that we didn't discuss that you absolutely love or hate? We all talked about Atlanta before, but.
Yeah, the Atlanta one goes without saying. Go ahead. What do you got?
I like the Rams. Especially their first two picks, teammates from Florida
Verse,
State.
Fisk, Corum.
Two guys that I would have loved to see here in Detroit. But, yeah, they got Jared Verse and Braden Fisk. I'm like, okay, maybe they realize we got to redo this line. That's a pretty good foundation to start with.
I'll give you two. They're both from the same division. I hate it because I'm going to have to listen to this goofball. I really like what the Steelers did. You know, it's about time they just address the offensive line in a meaningful way. They get maybe the best center. They get a legitimate tackle. And the other one, David will not want to hear this. I loved what Cleveland did. When you account for not having a first-round pick, the ability to add Zach Zinner, strength on strength, that offensive line is a strength, and you add him to that group, and defensively, drafting Michael Hall, adding him to a ridiculously good front seven, you win with the tip of the sword. I liked what both teams did.
What about the Bears? Was it just simply...
You take a punter in the fourth round, you've lost me. But of course, Caleb and Adunze. I mean, I love Rome Adunze. So
a punter after drafting the quarterback you expect...
I just don't want... Listen. I don't care what team you are. I ripped him when he drafted Jake Moody last year in the third round. I can't make sense of it. I can't make sense of it.
And that is in football today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.